Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Okay, let's see where to start.
Wake up, Domi.
Well, that's one way of doing it.
Sorry, Your Majesty.
What would you prefer?
Good morning. How is everyone?
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning, you guys.
How are you?
Good morning, beautiful.
Have you looked in the mirror lately?
I looked in the mirror this morning.
It was like
the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen.
I hate to tell you this, bro, but
you're looking at
life through a funhouse mirror.
Can we please just start?
Okay, sure. Showtime.
That's what we are this morning, your radio funhouse. Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer.
Radio funhouse.
Morty, it is Monday morning, 6:07. Carla, it is show number 1,926.
Yes, it is, by golly.
Getting closer to that.
The 2,000.
That
the
one mark.
The coveted 2,000.
The coveted 2,000 show mark.
So, man.
And if you're waking up this morning, or maybe we're already up because of the light show and thunder and lightning.
I know it. I liked it this morning. I didn't hear thunder. A lot of people heard thunder. I didn't hear any thunder.
Yeah.
At all. So I don't know. Or maybe I just can't hear anymore. But I didn't hear any thunder.
Well, maybe after the weekend you had.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe so, right?
It was nice to see you had a good weekend.
I did have a good weekend. It's been a while.
You've earned
it. It's been a while, you know. Yes, I did earn it. Thank you, Mike.
Okay.
Had a good one. I drank too much this weekend. I really
did. Well, every once in a while
you do. Texted you yesterday. I knew
how good of a weekend you were having when Angie texted me as well.
Yes, I know. She's like, I got to text Mike. Okay, all right.
I'm getting pictures of everything.
I know.
So.
No, I'm like, he's not going to know. He knows who it is.
Oh, I know.
Okay. Oh, jeez. Okay. What are you sending him? Jeez. Don't send him that one. No.
Well, people are getting closer to the five items in our big box.
I love that.
And you know what? Before we reveal another piece of the box at 7 o'clock this morning, we're going to give somebody a chance to guess all five pieces a little bit later on next half hour. So make sure you're listening for that.
Excellent.
Details in just a couple of minutes. Sunshine, but they do say a chance of morning showers, thunderstorms. High 108. It is monsoon season.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Sunshine tomorrow, though. High again, 108. 91 now. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So he was in the race. I heard he was dropping out of the race, but I guess he's still in. And Kanye West held his first political rally yesterday. The reviews were awful. People said he just basically ranted about whatever came into his head, including the fact that he should be on the board at Adidas and The Gap.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So, all right, Kanye, fine.
Covered then. Everything.
Yeah, I guess so. And I guess the crowd was sparse, and they said he just couldn't focus on anything. So he probably, if he's going to run, he might want to. Well, I don't know if you need to make sense or not. I don't know anymore.
It's not as easy as a lot of people think.
I mean, you have to
sit down and write down some notes or something.
Yeah, at least have like some, you know, an outline maybe of what you want to say on your little blue cards.
Uh-huh.
You know, that'd be good. Rumor has it that Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel welcomed their second son this past week. No official word because nobody even knew she was pregnant. She hid it very well. So, yeah, but they're saying that her mom went there to help out and all that stuff. So, I don't know how these people keep... Though, I guess during a pandemic and isolation, that's a little easier to do, you know? And Alex Trebek, this is kind of sad, but he now says he will quit his cancer treatments if the current round doesn't work. He said there comes a time when you have to make a decision as to whether you want to continue with a lower quality of life, you know, and chemo and all of that, and radiation takes a lot out of you. So he said last week that he's feeling fine, but I think he's like he was between treatments when he did that. And so we'll see what happens. He's done pretty well for a couple of years anyhow.
I don't know anybody who's gone through this.
Yeah.
To be quite honest, but I've thought of this myself. At what point do you say, I'm not going to do this anymore. I just want to live out my life.
It's
inevitable.
Right. And sadly, I know a couple of people who were on both sides. Yeah. And one of them had pancreatic cancer. And I'll be very honest, they gave her about 6 months to live.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I'm not going to do chemo, not going to do any of that. This was about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And she said, I don't want to feel, I'm going to feel bad anyhow. I don't want to feel worse. She ended up living almost 2 years without anything.
Wow.
Without anything. Just was very healthy. Did that whole thing.
It's
your choice. You know, it depends on how
you want to.
Yes, exactly. Prolong your life for yourself or everybody else doesn't feel horrible or maybe feel a little bit better. You know, we'll see what happens, though. That is my take for now, brought to you by D.R. Horton, America's builder and equal housing opportunity builder.
I want to tell you that my wife, Jody, has a birthday today.
Yes, I know.
And so we're celebrating. I didn't realize this. Tom Brady's wife, Giselle, also birthday today.
Yep.
Turns 40. Now, my wife, a couple of years older. And we have plans, and we're going to go out and grab some food and celebrate now.
Good.
Giselle, listen to what she's doing on her birthday.
I can't believe I'm turning 40.
Yeah.
I feel like a whole new chapter of my life is starting, and I really wanted to do something meaningful to celebrate. So I decided to plant 40,000
trees. 40,000
trees.
She's planting 40,000 trees.
I know. Probably not herself.
Oh, she's not doing it?
Yeah, she'll be out there with her shovel, with her little shovel
and her hoe and her
whole belt and,
potato sack.
Giselle, dig away.
Looking like Johnny Appleseed.
Dig away, honey. Go ahead. Yes.
Again, I know what Jody and I are doing for her birthday, but nothing compared to Giselle.
Yeah, well, maybe when you get a few Super Bowl rings, then you can go do that, too.
Planting 40,000 trees.
Maybe you can go do that as well.
Whoa.
That's really cool. And I had read the story that, Giselle, for her 40th birthday, she's buying 40,000 gifts. And it was like, oh, my God, who's getting those? Well, they're trees, which is very cool. But, nobody else is getting anything.
She's going to do that when she hits 60 or something like
that. I know.
A little bit more.
Little tougher working that front loader there.
Well, happy birthday to Giselle and, of course, to my beautiful wife,
Jody.
All right, here you go. Your chance to guess the 5 items in Mike and Carla's big box. Do you think you know what they are? Dial it up, 702-739-9636. Got to be over 21 years of age to win that great big grand prize we have to give away. So call now. Take a shot. Good luck.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer. If you can correctly identify all 5 everyday items in Mike and Carla's big box, you'll win the grand prize package courtesy of Top Golf, the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort, and a San Diego, California getaway.
It's time.
Carla, we have Gene on the phone. Gene, you know the drill.
Uh-huh.
So go ahead. Give it a shot. Tell us what's in Mike and Carla's big box.
Okay. How about a fanny pack, a coffee mug, a Fitbit, a dog leash, and a deck of cards?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely correct on those 5 no's. Yes.
So you can cross those off your list.
I can cross those off my list. I can't think of anything else.
You know what? And I love how people are playing this.
Yes, I know. It's interesting.
They're not saying what's in the box because they don't want anybody else who just started playing to know.
I get it.
You get it?
Yes.
Oh, we get it.
We get it, honey.
All right. So you know you can play as many times as you want. Your next chance to play in the 8 o'clock hour. If anybody else wants more information on the big contest, tap the KKLZ app on your smartphone or go to 96.3kklz.com.
Okay, thank you.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
I listen all the time. Quite good every day.
Waking you up on 96.3 KKLZ.
Always a phone call away at 702-739-9636. If you want to use the same number to text us, you can do that. It is 7:09 Monday morning. Mike and Carla waking you up. And summertime, of course, Salvation Army. They need the bottled water.
Yes, they do.
Now, I know a lot of people are still going through a tough time, but if you can pitch in, help us out for the 4th annual Project H2O.
Yeah.
This year's going to be a little different because our business, our office is closed for the most part.
Right. Okay. Right, as are so many.
Mm-hmm. But now you can drop off. We worked this out with Subaru of Las Vegas. Great people over there.
Yes.
So here's the deal. You can drop off cases of bottled water at Subaru of Las Vegas, 6455 Roy Horn Way, just off the 215.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, down the street and around the corner.
Yeah, it really is close by.
Monday through Saturday from 8 o'clock in the morning till 8 p.m. So extended hours. We add on another day.
Mm-hmm.
And if you donate four or more cases, you receive a $25 gift certificate to Above the Crust Pizza, Robo Pro Golf, or Salud Mexican Bistro and Tequileria.
Very nice.
Limit one gift certificate per household per donation. If you want to find out more information about Mike and Carla's fourth annual Project H2O to benefit and help out the Salvation Army, hit up our website, 96.3kklz.com.
Excellent.
Looking forward to it. All right, so help us if you can. Sunshine, chance of a morning shower, thunderstorm. Quite the light show this morning coming in.
No joke, man.
High 108, sunshine back tomorrow, though. High 108, 91 now. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Listen, a reminder, beginning today, Walmart will require customers to wear masks, so be prepared when you go in there. They've hired health ambassadors at each of their stores to remind people to wear them. They've also hired security, more security.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, just keep it simple. You don't need security, you know, having to play police. You just don't. So just wear a mask if you're going.
Maybe you
today.
Do.
Well,
that one woman who was so upset about not having to wear a mask, she had to wear a mask, peed on the floor in a Verizon store, not here in Vegas.
No, no. Classy, though. So, yeah, let's avoid that.
Mm-hmm.
Walmart, CVS, a Home Depot. There are a lot of stores now that are requiring them as of today.
Okay.
So Target also. So got it. Just be prepared, people. New study in Denmark. This is interesting. Found people, if you have long thumbs, you're probably not going to be as good at texting. I thought this would be an advantage, but no. They say it's harder for people with long thumbs to reach the things at the bottom of their screen. So you might be able to reach them, but it'll be harder to text. You got to bend the thumbs. It's just tougher.
How much longer can a thumb be?
I know. Well, some people have real... Well, you and I don't, but, you know, it's the same as our inseam. I mean, come on.
By the way, with Carla standing only at, what, 5'2"?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm 5 feet. I'm 5 feet.
You have longer legs than I do.
I do. My inseam is between a 28 and a 29.
Yeah, mine's it's shrinking every day, it seems like. I never looked at my thigh.
I have short thumbs. It's harder for me.
Do I have a short thumb?
No, you have an average thumb.
Where do you start measuring from, right there?
From the, from where, you know, the curve right there. Yeah. Yeah, you have an average thumb. That's good. That's good. Even with the bigger phone, they say it doesn't help.
Oh.
If you have longer thumbs, you're just going to have a disadvantage. Sorry, people with long
thumbs. That doesn't mean something else?
Sorry. No, that one doesn't. No, that's the middle, or your forefinger, isn't it? Or your middle finger, that's long. Yeah, that's
right. All my fingers are short.
Same here. And I listen, well, this might help you, Mike. They say men who watch too much porn, more likely to have a little problem down there. That may not work as well. So a lot of men right now are saying, what is a wife? I don't even know what's a wife. I don't know. What is that? So, yeah, guys, be careful. You know what? There is an adequate amount. Don't watch too much.
Right.
Okay? Just back off. When she gets home or somebody gets home, shut it off. That's all. And clear your history. It is Monday. A Few Things You Should Know, sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
What's the one food that you no longer eat as an adult because your parents made you eat it as a kid?
Yeah, I hate it. I hate it. I hate stew.
We were talking off the air, you put it like that, we were talking about.
Yeah.
I can imagine why you would hate it.
I just don't, I've never liked it. Everybody I know loves stew. First of all, the name alone. Stew.
Sounds like you're on the open range.
Yes, I know.
You know, around the campfire.
Why are we doing this? Can we not separate it and just make a roast and potatoes?
Big spoon.
Yeah.
In the cauldron.
Yes. And rarely would my mother make it, but stew.
Maybe you haven't had the right stew, though.
That's what everybody tells me. No, try my stew. I make it with filet. Well, it still tastes like stew. With filet. Minute you put a good cut of meat in stew,
it's over.
God, it tastes like stew.
But it's meat, vegetables, and everything, gravy, and all together.
I don't know what it is about it, and it makes me feel old. I feel old if I'm eating stew.
Would you like to come over for some stew? Jody makes great stew.
I heard, but I don't. No, I
especially
don't.
Especially during
stew.
The wintertime. It's a little chilly.
Yes, when you can cook it in the crock pot for like 3 days. Yes.
702-739-9636.
And my mom would know it's good, honey. I don't want the stew.
Warm the insides.
I don't want the stew. And if you're going to call it goulash, that's still stew.
With the worst name.
Yes.
What's the one food that you no longer eat as an adult that your parents made you eat as a kid? And just for that reason.
Exactly.
See, mine was cottage cheese. It just looked bad. It smelled bad. And I don't even think it has a smell, but it just looked gross. And I will never have cottage cheese ever.
You and my best friend Monica have that in common. She says her mom used to try to disguise it with fruit, too. She'd like hide it with fruit.
Or pears. Yes. Put it with pears and stuff.
And then underneath it was like, no, there's cottage cheese.
The old bait and switch.
Yes,
hey,
exactly.
It's pears.
I love pears.
With a little dressing and lettuce over it and stuff.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Cheap bastards.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
All we want to know is what's the food you can't eat any longer as an adult because your mom and dad made you eat it as a kid. 702-739-9636. Text or call.
This is perfect answer. Delia said, my mom would force me to eat peas, and now I literally cannot stand them. I get it. If you're forced to eat something, you don't like it now, perhaps.
Right.
Tomato soup. One of our listeners said, Jennifer, she said, used to have to hold my nose and literally drink it with my nose plugged.
Oh, but with a grilled cheese, it's just perfect.
I agree, but if you were forced to eat it, if you had to eat it,
I get it, though, because to me, tomato soup is nothing. It's nothing. It's like nothing soup.
It's tomato juice, really.
That's it.
It's just,
warmed up.
Warm tomato juice, yes. Another one of our listeners, Shannon, said, fruit cocktail. I just think it's nasty. You couldn't tell what fruit was fruit. And cocktail, there was no alcohol in the thing, so I just didn't like it.
That's when we knew company was coming over.
Yeah.
We'd stock up on the fruit cocktail.
If you were like me, you stole the one half of the maraschino cherry that was in there.
Laura, what about you?
I'm just getting totally nauseated thinking about cottage cheese because I was forced to eat Velveeta cheese. I didn't even know there was any other cheese.
I would imagine there are a lot of kids who didn't know there was any, like, a cheese that wasn't wrapped in individual
in cellophane.
Pieces. Yes.
Right.
And wait a second. There's other lunch meat besides bologna?
Yeah. What are you...
Oh, bologna. I can't even look at bologna.
Shauna, what food is it?
Tongue.
Oh, tongue?
First of all, why can't you have tongue?
Because it's a tongue.
Oh.
Well, I didn't know it was a tongue.
Nobody ever tells you it's a tongue.
Because it's tasting me back. That's why I can't eat it.
Because it looks like steak until somebody says, how's the tongue?
Yeah, you know it's a delicacy.
You can see the taste buds on the tongue.
You can. Just like on your own tongue, you can see the buds. Yes.
All right, thank you for grossing everybody out
I know.
Well,
but you got it.
Elaine, what food is it?
Liver and onions.
Oh, see, same with Carla.
Yeah.
And then you mix it with the most disgusting meat in the world.
I gotcha. My mother used to try that one with me, too. And then she started sautéing apples with it. And it was like, no, that's
burpable.
Not going to do it either.
Like we talked before, it's the bait and switch.
Yes, it is. It's like, well, the apples look good.
Yeah.
Are they with what? No. Not that's just pressed mud and paper towels. That's what that tastes like. Ugh.
What's going on?
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
If you don't instantly fall in love with it, you can return it for a full refund.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So from last hour, talking about the foods that you were forced to eat as kids, and now as an adult, you go, I don't eat it.
Yeah.
Dave called in because I had said cottage cheese. I don't even know why we have cottage cheese.
Right.
He said, well, if you like lasagna, it's in the cottage cheese.
No.
And that's what you told him.
No, it's not. No, ricotta cheese.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I called Jody because she makes a lasagna that I love.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, are you sneaking in cottage cheese when I don't know it? And here's what she told me.
Here's the thing, Mike. You don't know, really.
what you like.
Wow. Really? Even at the store when I see her putting stuff in the cart?
I mean, that is the line of the day, by the way. I'm writing that down.
I don't like that. Why are we buying that? You don't know what you don't
know
like.
You don't know what you like.
Yeah, you don't know what you like. All right, honey. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
Love you, Jody.
Love you guys. Bye.
So I have I have reason to believe she is sabotaging some of my food with things that I don't like.
I think she's making the food you really like, and you just don't know what's in it. Oh, okay. That's all.
Your Honor, is that not the same question?
That's too funny. Okay. Too funny.
Well, it's her birthday today, mm-hmm. Birthday Immunity Month, so yes. She can do whatever she wants.
That's right. She can make any food she wants.
Chance of morning showers, maybe a thunderstorm, and then they say it's going to be nice in the afternoon. High 108, same for tomorrow, except sunshine. This is going to be real nice. So. 95 outside right now. Another take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
I mentioned Alex Trebek in the last entertainment report. He said he's probably not going to go through treatment again if this doesn't work. He is releasing his memoirs. I mentioned this last week. The answer is Reflections on My Life. That comes out Tuesday. Now, in it, he wrote that he once partied pretty hard. He said, I remember, you know, at one point I was really out there having a great time. I went to a party in Malibu in the 70s. They had hash brownies, and I love chocolate. I ate 4 or 5 hash brownies. Party was on a Friday night. I didn't leave their house until Monday morning. No exaggeration.
I think we've all had those.
Wow, yes.
Weekends.
Yes, exactly. Good for you, uh-huh. Alex. I'm glad you've had some fun, man. Russell Wilson, very worried about the NFL season. His wife, Ciara, is pregnant again, and he posted this weekend, training camp is about to start, and there's still no clear plan on health and safety, you know, for the players. He said, we want to play, but we need to know what's going on to protect our loved ones. So,
a lot of the NFL players, including Russell Wilson, J.J. Watt,
last week he came out.
We don't know anything.
No, they don't.
NFL is not telling us anything about protocol, safety, anything.
No, and that's not good, though I will say I watched some baseball this weekend. I know you did, too. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, man, it's packed. It sounds like it's packed. What's going on there? Those are cutouts.
You know what? We could stop the season now.
Yeah.
White Sox beat the Cubs.
Yeah, I know. Leave it at that, right?
7-3,
yes,
we're done.
Yes, right. Over.
Cub fan.
And golly, lucky Rod Stewart and his wife, Penny Lancaster. They were leaving a restaurant in London Saturday night when a fan walked up, dropped his pants right in front of him.
Oh.
Yeah, Rod and Penny just laughed it off, and the fan was kind of, you know, shooed away. That's what we're doing now to express our love for one of the artists we particularly care for. I'm going to drop my pants for Rod Stewart. That's what I'm going to do.
That's why I think everybody should carry one of these.
Yes.
When that happens,
yes,
you know, just
back off, bugger. That is my take for now. Sponsored by D.R. Horton, America's builder and equal housing opportunity builder.
The current lineup was featured on ESPN. You know, they don't have a lot of sports going on, so they're starting to show concerts.
Yes, they are.
And so it was the new formation of the Eagles with Don Henley and Vince Gill, or who is it?
Was it Vince Gill or Deacon Fry? Deacon Fry.
Deacon Fry.
Deacon Fry, yeah. Glenn Fry's
Who's the other
his
guy?
His son.
It's not Vince Gill. Maybe it is. I don't know.
Jackson Brown?
No.
No? Okay.
The country guy.
Yeah, Vince Gill. He did do something with them.
Watched a bit of it.
Yeah.
Don Henley just seems mad.
He always seems angry.
At everybody.
He does. Just his look. Yes. I know.
8:28. Like, got another piano story for you, Carla.
Yeah.
A man wearing a face covering in Massachusetts asked if he could play a piano in an antique shop. So they recorded him playing, posted the clip on social media.
I actually saw that. It was good.
It's gone viral. Mm-hmm. This is the guy playing the piano. He's playing Journey.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this. And that's what Ethan takes piano lessons. Mm-hmm. And I tried to explain to him, that's what's so cool about knowing how to play piano, like your dad would do.
You could
walk into a place with a piano anywhere.
Right.
And start playing, and people are like, wow.
Right. Yeah, so it cool. doesn't matter. You can just keep playing that riff. Nobody will care.
That's great.
So a lot of people started asking if they could begin to buy, to fund, the, you know, they like the pay it forward thing or whatever.
Yeah.
So they could buy the piano for the mystery man. But the shop decided to donate it to him.
Okay.
They just gave it to him.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good, I guess. You know, it's one of those things where, again, we talked about, you kind of have to have room for a piano. Somebody, here you go.
Just can't bring it home.
Oh, crap. Where am I putting? I don't. Okay.
Yeah.
My apartment's 800 square feet. I don't have, and I'm upstairs. Yeah. I don't know what. Okay.
Billy Joel, when he came up on a piano on the street.
Right. Even he didn't take it.
No, I don't have room. Great story, though. Oh, great boy. Story. All right, here we go. We revealed another piece of the big box.
Yes.
Earlier this morning. Have you figured out the five pieces in the box? Call right now. We're going to give somebody a shot, Carla, to guess all five items in Mike and Carla's big box, 702-739-9636. You got to be caller number 9, 21 years of age or older. You can play as many times as you want. So good luck, all right? I noticed he didn't play this song on the piano.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer. If you can correctly identify all five everyday items in Mike and Carla's big box, you'll win the grand prize package courtesy of Topgolf, the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort, and a San Diego, California getaway.
It's time.
Carla, we have Debbie on the phone. Debbie, you're ready to identify all five pieces in Mike and Carla's big box? Go ahead.
A ribeye steak, an answering machine, a seashell, one of those golf hole flags or pink flags, whatever they call them, that's the blue thing, and a golf ball.
Three out of five.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh, okay.
Keep trying. Keep track. And your next chance to play, I believe, is going to be with Wendy Rush in the 11 o'clock hour.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
For complete rules and details, tap on the free KKLZ app on your smartphone or go to 96.3kklz.com. Good luck.
Thank you. Have a great day.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. A woman who was told by a fortune teller that she'd never win anything just hit a lottery for $70,000.
Sweet!
That is sweet.
Yeah.
That's all, you know what? That's all I would need.
Yeah. A fortune teller isn't gonna, people,
no?
Oh, God, don't.
Okay.
No. No.
I like this story. A guy in Ohio lost 180 pounds in less than a year just so he'd be allowed to ride a new roller coaster at Kings Island. You know, my daughters would go there every year with their mother because that's where her family is from, that area.
Right.
And they love the roller coasters there. But to think, what incentive?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You know what?
Absolutely.
I can't ride it? No, you're way too much.
Yeah. You can't do a two-seater. You can't do both seats, I know.
All right, I'm going to come back in a year.
Good for him. Good for him, now that everything's closed. I hope that it works out for him. Jeez,
just in time, right?
Man alive. Listen, and I read this because I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often. This is in Missouri, in St. Charles. Police found a little three-year-old girl just wandering around in her nightgown. She told the police she snuck out of her house for some fresh air and fun while mommy was asleep. They made friends, took her home. I say that because, you know, if you're sleeping, your kids are sleeping, you think they are. I mean, even at that age, what if they get
you
out?
You don't know what they're doing.
No, what if they get out and go take a wander for some fresh air and fun?
You got to lock it down.
Yeah, you do. I know I'm three, but listen, I've been in this isolation for like a year of my life. Do you know how long that is for a three-year-old?
I just needed some fresh air.
Man, and this is the best story ever. Guy in Minnesota been posting signs all over North Minneapolis. Got drunk. Decided to ride home with a friend. Can't remember where he parked his car. The sign says, "I may have saved your life or your child's, but now I can't find my car. It's a 2007 Toyota Camry. Oh, all they know is it's on a residential street somewhere in the northern part of the county. The search area, they say, is about 600 square miles.
Wow.
Now, all weekend long, people were back and forth, like on Twitter and all of that. They don't know whether to help him out or not because they say he was, you know, it sounds like he drove somewhere first and then dropped his car off. But he was trying to do the responsible thing. So signs just say to call Luke or Melissa And there is a reward. I don't know how much, but...
don't they have technology that can help you find your car?
I know. Well, he has. It's a 2007 Toyota. Oh. I don't know if he... I don't know.
Maybe they didn't have it back then.
It's a little older, you know? So that sucks. I walk out of downtown Summerlin and don't know where I parked my car. It's like...
And his name is Luke and...
Luke or Melissa?
I'm sure Melissa hasn't mentioned that to him over the last couple of days or so.
What? Where is the car? What do you mean Bob drove you home? This is beautiful. So it's just somewhere in Minneapolis.
In a 600 square mile area.
Yeah. Okay. That's just great. That is fantastic. Love and isolation. This is great. Wow.
What are you going to do this morning?
I know.
What are you going to do today?
We're going to look for my car. Probably.
Maybe look for your car?
Yeah. With what? You going to borrow my car? Huh? Is that what you're going to do? Or are you going to Uber around Minneapolis looking for your car? Gee.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Or all of Minnesota looking for your car.
The land of 10,000 lakes.
Oh, my gosh. It is Monday or other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people.
Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
At the end of every show, a little bit of good news to start your day off on a positive note. A very simple story about a 7-year-old boy whose friend, this kid's name, by the way, his name is Cody, and he and his friend were having some fun up in British Columbia, just jumping off a dock, and his friend had a little bump, and he went underwater and didn't come up very fast. Well, Cody carried him away from the he went down, got him out of the water with a life jacket, held his friend above water with a life jacket, got him to shore, and the paramedics came. He's going to be okay. It might be a rough go for a little bit, but he saved his life. 7-year-old boy, like you see in the movies, you know, around the neck, you've got the life jacket, put that around him, brought him to shore, and saved his friend's life. 7 years old, people. Seven.
Trying to imagine what we were doing when we were seven.
I don't, boy.
I don't know, know if I could do it now.
I know. We learn about that in swimming lessons and
you
all
do.
Of that, but,
That's a great kid.
Wow, yeah,
good for him.
It is a good friend.
Well, if you have a feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com, or better yet, we'd love a local feel-good story.
Yes, we would.
You can do that by calling us at 702-739-9636. All right. That about does it for us. 9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon with Wendy Rush. Sponsored by Harmony Homes. Take a virtual tour of your future home at harmonyhomes.com. That's harmonyhomes.com. Recapping the show. Well, you know what? Sooner or later, it always gets back to food. Talking about those foods you had to eat and forced to eat as a kid.
Yeah.
Now, as an adult, I'll never touch that again.
Can't stand them now.
Also, some amazing kids. Always stories about kids in our show.
Mm-hmm.
And then the chipmunks. Chipmunks are going wild. John Schaefer says because there's walnuts everywhere.
There's acorns. Yeah,
acorns,
they got them.
That's
finally. They're mine. And yeah, and no more mountain lion. I mean, he's in good hands now, by the way.
That was wild, the weekend in the Republic.
Crazy. Yes. Yes. Well, we handled that. He's okay.
All right.
Up in the 55 plus community now, so he's okay.
Show's over, people. Nothing to see here. So, a lot of fun this morning. So, thank you very much for your phone calls. Wendy Rush again coming in next. She'll have another guest for you.
Yes.
Another shot to crack the 5 items in Mike and Carla's big box in the 11 o'clock hour. So, make sure you're listening to that. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful, be safe. And as we always say, be kind to each other. Talk to you tomorrow morning.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.